everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 222. That is a Uber palindrome episode here. Everything's upside down.
It's crazy, man.
Welcome back to Ping, the show where we bring you the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about. Speaking of pinging, we got a lot of correspondence this week to go through, so we're going to jump right into that. Last week we asked you, we talked about the coolest cooler.
Yes.
We asked you what would make that even cooler.
And, I like how Develop KC
had a couple.
Needs to have a built-in heater.
So not cooler.
So hotter. Well, maybe it's an external heater or something like that. But then he also, with the recent fruit announcements that happened.
Yes.
He was talking about how it should also have a charger for the new Fruit Watch to ensure that you are always up to date. And also suggested you include some apps to be able to go off and take a look at the internal temperature. So obviously some kind of Arduino board or Arduino?
Arduino.
Arduino board.
It'd be nice. Well, whatever. It'd be nice to have that temperature sensor if you're storing like your burger meat or something like that in there to know if it reached above a certain temperature and you'd replace the ice or something. Neat concept.
Not too bad. Good concept.
A flip out solar panel for charging. That's a great idea. You're going to be outdoors anyway. Yep. Hopefully it's going to be sunny when you're out there.
That one's Mr. Pierre Cove. And Niels is coming up and saying, the link to the misleading app is wrong. It points to the wrong location. I think that's actually was done on purpose because it's a misleading link for the misleading apps.
Yeah, no, I commented right after saying oops and fixed it. So thanks for pointing that out again. Wanted to make sure that all our links are accessible.
And I love the fact that someone else just said, hey, get the next gen key charger inside there.
Q-Y? I agree. Yeah, Qi.
Qi,
I believe. I could be. We
project,
don't.
Project, it's a Canadian American thing. I don't know.
It's wireless charging standard that, I have on my phone. Big fun. I'm a big fan of. Wireless charging.
My 1020 actually has the add-on sleeve that gives it to you. And I'm in the process of re-engineering that sleeve to work with a OtterBox. OtterBox case.
Oh, yeah.
So I can actually still continue to charge and protect my phone because
I
make it last.
I have my wireless charger on the edge of my couch. So yep. I sit down and just plop it right next to me and it's charging. It's kind of nice.
I've got one on my desk and also one next to my bed. It's my alarm clock in the morning.
Wow, we are caught up on comments.
But we have a massive blast of snail mail. It appears as though the mailroom does watch the show, and they, for some reason, had been holding on to all these different postcards.
We may have to work with them to get a better address to send to. Looks like there were some routing issues.
I think I need to go in and ask them to put in a CNAME record in their DNS entry.
I was going to say, this guy's got to handle the routing records.
Very quickly, Harry Potter, very cool. Who's that one there from? Shout out to. Come on.
Pedro.
Here we go, man.
At PCGP Gonza 02.
This one over here is a picture of one of the universities, University of Surrey, it looks like.
Oh, excellent. And that is from Chris Bradshaw, sysadmin of the uni at Surrey. So, very cool.
Arizona. Just check them over.
Sorry.
There. Arizona.
It's Jason818.
And over here is the Space Center for Houston Space Center. Incidentally, Space Center is where I got my nerdy t-shirt.
Oh, people had asked about that
people
as well.
People asked on Twitter, so there you go. Who's that one there from?
That is from Pedro at PCGP Gonza 02.
So he was obviously on vacation and took some pictures around there.
Which we appreciate. Please do, yeah.
This one here is kind of interesting. It's a homemade postcard of someone's dogs.
Really?
And they're looking to see possibly to get a Niner guy to go in between.
Oh, everyone who sent in a postcard, Golnaz has taken down all these addresses and you will be getting them.
Yep. Good old fashioned Washington, very original. It's actually a 3D moving one for
that one was very cool.
It freaks me out. I can't even look at that one there. That was from who? Who's that?
Paul Thompson.
Another personal one. This one from Utah.
From Utah, that is John Egbert. Thank you very much as well. Thanks for doing Ping, he says.
Nice. Okay. Gotta love it. And look at this. It's international one. Even. This one here is from the Netherlands.
Oh, excellent. We were there. I have not been there in quite some time. We had Tech Ed, 2 years
2010,
ago?
2010, I think.
Over in Amsterdam?
No, 2012.
12, yeah. I had a great time there, actually. It was fantastic.
Absolutely great.
And that one from Theodore Bernhardt.
And we have a special one that unfortunately arrived to us late, and so he found out about it.
Sorry.
This one here is from a lovely woman by the name of Rose Marie, who has said, "The Ping Show, I would love a Mini 9 guy. I am Mark's mom. You know, the guy who always wears the orange shirts."
Ha ha.
Thank you. So, Rosemary, and she's Jersey, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah, all the way from Jersey.
Right here. Definitely.
Hi, Mom.
On the way.
I can't believe he's doing work.
He is
I can't believe work. I've never actually been on the show and just said, "Hi, Mom." I've had the opportunity forever. But thank you. Yes, we talked on the phone, and she asked, literally, she said, "Where's my 9 guy?" And I was like, "What do you mean?
You spoiled it. You spoiled your surprise."
And so a lovely collection. Thank you, everyone. Golnaz will be getting you out those 9 guys. And thank you very much for your correspondence. It makes the show so much more fun to do. And
they're all going up on the Wall of Fame inside the studio.
We'll take a shot and send it on Twitter, for sure. Fun fact, I actually started my Microsoft career over in MSN, and I still have some good friends over there, and they have done some great work on what is going to be the next generation of the MSN web portal. The preview launched just recently, and you can see it now at preview.msn.com. And one of the cool things, other than sporting a brand new design, very cool look, is the integration across tons of Microsoft services all in place. So at the top of the page, when you're signed in, you can see your Outlook.com email, your Office 365 documents, OneNote documents, maps, Skype, your Skype conversations, Xbox music. I'm not kidding. It is all over the place. Even outside services such as Facebook and Twitter are available, all in there, and it's fast.
What are they? Responsive design. What's
responsive design.
There we go.
Yeah, responsive design. You can flip it around.
I'm not a web guy. To me, this is cool.
It is very cool.
I can watch it on different size devices. In this case, I'm simply rotating.
Yep.
And I love how if you just tap the top part for the individual areas, it'll go in and give you a quick preview of what it is.
Works on touch, awesome. As well as obviously normal mouse and keyboard.
I think I'm changing my start page.
I've never changed it. I've always been loyal.
No, I'm Bing. Bing.com, I love the graphics, but I think I might actually change my start page, try this out for a while.
So what I do is my phone has the Bing background synced to it, and then MSN is my homepage, so I get both.
Wow.
But congratulations to everyone over there for a fantastic preview launch. Looking forward to this to going live and to everyone.
When one person thinks of commercials for Microsoft, you don't necessarily think of cheeky commercials. But you know what? I'm loving these Cortana versus Siri commercials that are coming out, or Siri versus Cortana. Quite humorous. I got to find out what the advertised name company is that's doing this one here. But there's a whole round of them, whole new ones that are coming out. And the latest one, or one of the ones that is one of the latest ones, is talking about the fairest voice assistant of them all.
Yes.
I like the title.
Mirror, mirror.
Yeah, on the wall. I think this is the one where they talk about how the speakers.
This one features the HTC One M8, which is a beautiful piece of hardware.
Two speakers, one top, one bottom, so you can play them stereo. Always kind of nice. I love how the fact that Siri mentions that she only has one speaker and she's sitting on it.
Yes.
So that one is pretty cool. Incidental funny note during the latest fruit launch of late. The Siri Cortana commercial that they were talking about just recently actually jumped.
Broke a million views.
During that one launch.
So it looks like there's not just one phone getting all the attention these days.
I think we talked about this one already, didn't we not? We simply alluded to it. The Xbox One launch of Minecraft.
Yes.
Now, is it Mojang or Mohang?
I thought it was Mojang. Clearly, pronunciation is not our forte.
Anyway, it's available. We're a bit late because we took a week off because of Labor Day and that sort of stuff that was going on. But Minecraft actually now is on Xbox One. I can absolutely tell you that it is because my main Xbox in my main living room at home is occupied now just with Xbox One version of Minecraft from all my kids. If you previously own a copy of it on the 360, you simply sign in with the same Live ID, and when you purchase it from the store, you get it for $5 or $4.99.
It's like a 75% discount
That's
on there.
Awesome. Or if you wanted to, you can just go ahead and buy it, and your texture packs will also be able to be purchased if you bring them down. No problem. You get them at no charge. You do have to rebuy them again. And there is an actual process that's been decided upon and shared on Major Nelson's blog about how you can take your worlds from 360 over to the Xbox One, but you can't go back down again.
That's fine.
Only up because it's larger and it's there.
Always move forward.
Anyway, it's there. It's now available. If you're into playing Minecraft, go take a look at it. It is now available on the Xbox One. And hopefully I'll be able to get my TV back so I can do other things with it, like maybe play Destiny or something like that.
We talked just a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, when OneDrive opened up 1 terabyte of space for people who have an Office 365 account. Mm-hmm. Well, now another increase up to 10 gigabyte individual files available.
Yeah, I remember that there was a story that kind of leaked out a little bit on the weekend saying that all of a sudden you are now allowed to have a larger than 2 gigabyte file included, but they didn't say what the size was. Well, the cat's out of the bag, as they say.
10 gig. Coming to OneDrive and OneDrive for Business in the coming week, so it's kind of one of those rolling updates. In that update as well is an increase in synchronization speed. I believe they allow larger throughput and more files at once, which is approximately threefold increase in syncing speed. And then another nice little feature is direct link sharing from inside of Explorer. So nice. Right there in desktop, you can right click and get a link without having to go up to the web first. So just all in all, little bits of improvements across the board. They should all be seamless to you.
Yep.
There's no update to go and find. These things should just come to you in the coming weeks as it gets rolled out internationally.
The power of the cloud, man. Our friends over on the Conversations blog with Nokia has gone ahead and published, did I say it wrong? Again?
Nokia?
Is it pronunciation? Nokia.
We're going streaking.
It's crazy.
every article should have.
Every article this week is going to have mispronunciation in it. Make sure that you keep track of them all.
Say, if you're going to send a postcard, maybe you want to include a pronunciation guide for your name.
You got it.
We'll probably not do it right.
As I was trying to say, 10 must-have Windows Phone apps for office workers. Not just for everybody, but for office workers. Very cool. They list off 10 of them, 10 of your favorites. I thought I'd pick a couple out. We've already talked about two of them. Office Lens was a big fan of mine.
Yep.
Being able to go off and take pictures of whiteboards, being able to go off and to annotate meetings and everything else like that. Scan receipts, very cool. Office Remote, I actually used in a pinch to do PowerPoint control. Have you used that one ever before?
I have not.
Bluetooth tethering basically to your machine that's running PowerPoint. You install the add-in and then you can control off your phone through Bluetooth connection. Very, very cool stuff there.
Counters is a nice one. It's very simple. It creates count ups and count downs, but nice little live tiles that are very vibrant. You can just put on your start screen so you can keep track of things.
I was actually talking about this one here in a show that I did earlier today with Joey, the Passion Switch show. TeamViewer, being able to do remote control of systems.
All right.
Obviously, there's a TeamViewer app for Windows Phone, also for Linux, for Windows machines, and also for Macintoshes as well, to be able to do remote control tech support. Very cool stuff there. And then one last one that I thought was kind of neat because I needed to use this weekend is the One Toolkit, which has your standard sort of things for protractors and angles and levels and things like that.
Rulers
and measurements as well as world time clock. Very cool stuff in there too. Go take a look at them all. There's a whole 10 of them that they listed off and also some additional ones inside the comments that people have added as well.
A quick follow-up to one of our previous stories. You may remember we talked about an excavation site that turned up long-lost E.T. cartridges for the Atari.
The conspiracy theory of the late-night digging and dumping of these cartridges en masse.
Let's get rid of all of these. They're worthless.
Yeah. It was a beautiful time capsule of the longevity of plastic.
Yes, and how not to dispose of things. But the funny thing is they were disposed of because they were worthless. Mm-hmm. You can now get one in an auction if you're the highest bidder.
You got it.
So the city of Alamogordo City has voted to auction off half of the recovered cartridges.
They're saying which, about 800 or something.
About 800. So a good number of them, if you're nostalgic about this time. And you can be a part of history now. This is part of kind of old school gaming lore. So I don't know the actual way to get to the auction, but when that auction happens, hopefully we'll have more information. The documentary is still upcoming.
Yes.
To find out more information about this. Still looking for more details on that one. I believe we were talking there was a screening of it.
There was a screening of it recently either at E3 or at Comic-Con on the other
one.
Ones.
Of those.
And I think it might have been Comic-Con, but they had a guest panel discussion about the documentary.
With the sole developer and everything.
Get in on that auction. Get yourself one of these rare cartridges and own a little piece of video game history.
Thanks for watching episode 222 of Ping. That is the Uber palindrome number. We won't get there for another 111 or more weeks. So it's a pretty cool number.
Pretty cool number. What do you guys think? What do you think of the show? Well, let us know down below in the comments if you wanted to. You can also reach us on the Twitters. Just use the hashtag. I'll note that no one reminded us reminded me to bring in the sign. That's why we're still doing the hashtag reference.
But you know, when I saw the tweeted picture of all the postcards, yeah. I was gonna remind you to bring the sign, but I was like, just get the postcards in. That's number one priority.
I got it.
Very cool.
That's
you
it.
Can send us a postcard.
Yes, if you want to. I'm actually gonna go again and visit the mailroom. But you can reach us at The Ping Show, care of Channel 9 Studios, Building
20.
One Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052.
It'll be on the screen.
Yeah, make sure it's on the screen.
As is, follow us on Twitter. Personally, I am at Mark DeFalco.
And I'm at sign Rickster CDN.
Question of the week.
How about...
Go for it.
You know what? It's been a while since we've done a remote show.
It's true.
Why don't you let us know where you would like us to do a remote show? We've done one at a brewery. We've done one on site, obviously, for different types of events.
In Houston, we did one a couple other places.
Yep.
We could do another one on campus somewhere else. What's some place you'd like to see or someplace off? What's a cool, new, different environment for us to be in?
I think that's it for this week. Thanks a lot for joining us. We got everything, Zoom contact, and we got it all. So,
all right.
You know what? Let's wrap it up, man.
Just throw these guys.
Nope, come on, got the lane, I want to go.
And yeah.
Oh, still too low. I'll get it one of these days.